No, you're...
Dude, literally stop.
No, I'm calling the police and you're not leaving. You're not leaving.
Oh boy, this cyclist instantly regret calling the police on this guy as he was the one who ended up getting the consequences for the way he handled this relatively harmless situation. So this is Gary Peacock and he was biking alongside the road when Pierce here passed him. Pierce apparently gave him a half a lane of space, but that wasn't enough for Gary. So Gary decided to follow him into a parking lot and refused to let Pierce leave. Why? Because Gary thought that Pierce had to receive a fine for this unacceptable behavior. So Pierce then recorded Gary, and this is how we ended up with this clip.
Yes, sir.
Did you see me?
Pulled off to the side, I did. Huh? I have it on dash cam.
You and Nick did.
Oh, I'm gonna go skate.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're
I am.
No, you're not. You're not going anywhere. Please come.
Dude, stop.
No, you're...
Dude, literally stop.
No, I'm calling the police and you're not leaving. You're not leaving. You're not leaving.
Bro's got his hands on me and stuff.
Yeah, guy what? Won't leave because of the police.
Look at this, dude. What are you doing? Why are you so cranky?
I'm calling the police.
That's... Dude, why are you so cranky?
No, you're not going anywhere.
Oh my God.
You're not going anywhere.
You would think the path of least resistance to everyone would just be to ignore the driver and continue your workout. We saw the dash cam. To me, it seems like there was plenty of space given. But I guess this is just more confirmation that main character syndrome exists outside of the influencer sphere, because this guy had no upside of doing all this except making his ego feel better that the driver who passed him a little too close gets a fine. And I don't even think it was too close. But this video just gets so much worse.
I don't want to be aggressive with you, dude.
You already are. You pushed into me. I asked you to wait. You didn't wait.
Push into
you did. How'd you get out of the car?
You yanked.
Yeah, I've got a very aggressive teenager here that almost hit me in the car.
How is the teenager the aggressive one?
And now he won't give me his last name. And now he's trying to leave. I'm in Park City, near the Park City Park.
We're at the skate park.
The skate park.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a Subaru. Yeah, he's a license plate.
What a man child. Dude's on the verge of crying because he's harassing a teenager.
The license plate is, and he's recording me. Because he's a jerk.
I'd be recording this guy too. He forcefully opened his door and won't let him leave. It's not like the teenager committed a hit and run here.
And I want you to come and give this guy a ticket. I'd be willing to testify in court against this guy.
Okay.
He came way too close to me. Huh? He came... He did not hit me. There's a law in Utah that says you have to stay 3 feet from a cyclist. He did not. He just went right next to me. I wouldn't bother pulling over if this guy weren't unsafe.
If he acted like this every single time a car passed him a little too close, he would be living in a courtroom at this point. And he knows all of this is on dash cam. So again, where is the upside?
You and Nick did.
I don't know about you guys, but to me, it seems like he gave more than 3 feet here. But some other dude shows up after seeing the commotion and sides with the driver.
He thinks I got really close to him on the road.
You did? If it's on your dash cam, we'll have proof.
I do have it on my dash cam.
Okay. Could you please come right now?
Anything, no.
Now there's another guy here. You leave.
He put his hands on me. I would stay if I were you.
Yeah, there's another individual and he's just standing there. I'd like to get rid of him.
Dude, you're in public. What? I'd like to get rid of the guy standing in public. This guy's actually like the final boss of Karens. Is he Karen of the Year? I gotta do a Karen of the Year awards. Because this guy, he's definitely on the podium. But dude, I mean, come on. At this point, just click in those cyclist shoes and just cycle on.
I have a video, dude. I recorded myself. He was putting his hands on me, ripping my door open. And stuff.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Because you were trying to leave.
I was not.
You were getting out of the car.
Stop.
You're
being
a... It's dude, in your you're... phone.
Dude.
It's in your phone.
You're insane.
You're an asshole.
Okay, cool. Can you back up, please?
No, I'm not. I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here. No. Because you might leave, and I want you to be here when the police get here. He's trying to leave.
Dude, my keys are not...
He's trying to leave. He is. He's asking me to move out of the way. He's gonna leave.
You're my face, dude.
My goal is to never become like this. You have that famous quote, respect your elders, which is true. But also, respect the youth should hold just as much weight. Like, if this guy is a teenager, he hasn't been driving for long. He didn't even drive too close to the guy. Like, the thankfully, he has a dash cam because it proves that he's completely innocent here. But still, come on, give the youth some leniency, especially in situations like this, because it doesn't seem like he maliciously tried to cut him off or anything like that, because he gave room, passed, then quickly had to merge because of oncoming traffic. Could he have maybe made things a little bit more comfortable for the biker by waiting for oncoming traffic than going way around into the opposite side of the lane to pass? Maybe, but that is way too extra. And if that's really this guy's standard, he shouldn't be cycling around.
Give me some
get
space
back
like
in the car.
I gave you space.
Get back in the car. Get back in the car if you're not trying to leave. Just get back in the car and wait for the police.
I'll wait right here.
Then don't try to get around my bike.
Dude, you think I was in your space over there?
Yes.
Then
I'm riding a bike. I have more rights than you.
What? Bro, isn't the quote share the road? Both you guys have equal amount of rights on the road. Both are operating vehicles. What is this entitlement? But thankfully, his entitlement gets shut down when the police arrives.
What, dude?
I have the right of way. I have the right of way when I'm on a bike. Do you ride a bike?
Sometimes.
Oh, you don't ride a bike. Obviously, okay. You wouldn't have been so close to me if you did. When are the police coming, please?
This is such a waste of everyone's time, including the police. But they're also in Park City, Utah. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was like an average police interaction out there. But the police finally showed up. So we're now going to switch over to the police body cam to see what went down.
You'll stand over there by those cars.
I'm a complaining party.
Fantastic.
Can I tell you what happened?
Fantastic. Will you go stand over there for a second? Yeah. And then I'm going to issue you one for disorderly conduct as well.
So
if you'll just hang tight over on the sidewalk over there.
Then I won't press charges.
It's too late.
Why am I getting, for what?
Because you were aggressive to him.
Yes, I was, but he was trying to leave.
Okay, go wait over there. I'll explain it here in a second.
Can't we just?
Nope.
Oh, come on, man. I was the victim here.
All right, watch out.
The entitlement was just shut down. This dude clearly always gets his way, but he's in complete denial that he isn't for the first time ever, it seems like.
We can go a different way and you can be arrested for disorderly conduct. That's an arrestable offense.
What kind of disorderly conduct is it?
You opened his door 3 times. Okay? He doesn't have to get out of his car for you. He doesn't have to identify for you. You are not law enforcement. You don't get to come out here and enforce things. You call us and let us do it.
Okay.
He didn't say he was going to leave in his vehicle. He's like, I'm here to skate. I'm going to go skate. He didn't believe he did anything wrong. He's going to provide me the dash cam.
Okay.
He showed me the recording, and you were the aggressive one, not him.
Yes, because he...
Yes, and you don't get to be aggressive with people like that.
Okay.
That's disorderly. That's why you are getting a citation as well.
Why is it too late? What does it mean? What does it mean, disorderly? Do I have to go to court for this? You're kidding me.
Yeah. You were adamant that this... And you were the one causing the stir here.
What if I apologize?
It's too late. I've already seen the evidence. I am obligated.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay.
Oh, now that he gets in trouble, he realizes how stupid this is and it's not worth anyone's time. But soon, he'll regret everything.
So if you'll wait over here on the sidewalk.
You've got to be kidding me. What can we do to resolve this? I mean, this is
not
fair.
Act like that in the future.
Okay.
It's how we can.
I understand.
And it's not going to fix today, but it's going to fix the future.
I am going to Portland tomorrow.
That's fantastic. I'm going to issue, you're not going to jail. You're getting a citation, so you get to deal with it on your own time. You sort that out between you and the court.
Is he coming to court?
Yeah, because he's getting a ticket too.
What's he getting a ticket for?
I'm going to give him a ticket.
For what?
For the violation that you swear up and down that he did. On your word.
Okay, what if we just...
Nope.
What if we just resolve this?
You asked for it over there. He showed me evidence. He's going to provide me the evidence of that. It's either going to substantiate it or discredit it. And his ticket may or may not go away based on that. Yours, however, I have evidence of.
This is BS. Like, this driver does not deserve a ticket here. He has to fight that in court. If he loses this ticket, I will pay for his ticket because this is just ridiculous. Because, again, it seems like from the dash cam that he gave more than enough room to not get a ticket. And the only reason he's getting a ticket here is because this Karen is being his own witness and swearing that he did in fact merge way too close to him or something like that within the 3-foot law. Clearly, that's not the case.
So here, I'm gonna have a, is this a misdemeanor?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna have a misdemeanor on my
Yes, because record. Of your behavior.
Because I got hot?
Yes.
And that's justifiable?
Yes, absolutely.
Dude just realized his actions have consequences. He could have been finished with his workout by now with his feet kicked up by the fire in his cozy Park City crib. But instead, he's out here LARPing as a Park City hall monitor and getting himself misdemeanors. Was it worth it?
Look,
you don't get to demand people's names. You don't get to demand that they don't go anywhere. You don't get to open their door.
I didn't open his door.
You did 3 times.
No, he was trying to close his door.
He closed it because you kept opening it. I watched the video of it.
Because I was talking to him.
No, he's under no obligation to you.
I don't know.
You should know that.
If he has
Do I get to just walk up to your door and start yelling at you?
People do.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to. That's disorderly conduct. That's absolutely disorderly. Because that's unreasonable. That
argument?
No, because you think you have the right to do that. And I'm here to protect his rights as much as I'm here to protect your rights.
Angry.
Which, yes.
But you could.
You need to control your temper at that point.
I understand.
How does he not know better? Again, that pass isn't even near worth all this. Ripping the guy's door open multiple times because of what? You got your feelings hurt because he passed you 6 foot away from you rather than the 3-foot legal requirement? There's a reason so many people dislike cyclists, and you have this whole meme on Instagram where if anything goes wrong, people comment biker's fault, even though there's no biker present in the video. It's because of people like this.
Okay, so we can drag this out and we can keep arguing, or I can get to work, get you a ticket, and get you on your ride.
What if we both agree that neither one of us wants a ticket?
At this point, I've seen what I've seen. I've seen the evidence. You were adamant that you asked for a ticket, and now because you're getting one, you want him to get
right.
out of it.
Right.
No, you're both getting one today.
Okay.
So he wasn't trying to leave. He was trying to go skate.
That's leaving.
How
do I know that's the case?
Because it's not your job to worry about that.
It's my job to make sure that somebody that has an infraction stays here so you can arrive.
Okay.
I do believe that I have a right to do that. You say I don't, but I think I do.
Give it up, dude. Or at least if you're going to crash out over it in court.
So that's why you're being charged with this. Okay. Phone number for the courts right there.
Okay.
Give them a couple days.
Is this a fine or... What is
this? This is a ticket.
A ticket?
It is, yep.
A ticket?
It's an infraction.
Is it a traffic ticket?
No. It's a non-traffic criminal citation.
It's a criminal citation?
Yes. Yes. Because that behavior is criminal. You don't get to act like that to people. Clear as day. Give them a couple days to get the information. Do not wait more than 2 weeks. Otherwise, it will go to a warrant.
Okay.
Okay? You're free to go.
Say thank you, but I'm glad I called the police.
Well, I wish this went different.
Yeah.
Oh, here's your ID. Sorry.
Next time I won't call the police.
Well, we just witnessed Karen death. It's like ego death, but instead you just mind your own business and treat people with respect and empathy. Imagine if he just did that to begin with, we wouldn't have had this whole situation. So the driver, Pierce, ended up getting fined $130, which he thankfully is fighting in court next month. He's also apparently 22 and not a teenager, but everyone else has referred to him as a teenager. I guess it's because it flows better in the title though, so we're gonna run with that as well. There is an update to the story, as Pierce released the full dash cam footage and the update to the court case.
Ridgeline Trail one too, that you and Nick did. What's this guy doing?
Pull down your window.
The whole thing is like 8 miles out.
Did you see me? Pulled off to the side, I did.
So he sent that to the attorney's office, and thankfully they ended up dropping his citation. Pierce also shared his thoughts about the situation here.
It really confused me when the man came up and banged on my window. He was already threatening to call the police before I recorded. You could hear that at the end of the dash cam video. And so at that moment, I was like, I'm going to record this for my own safety. Now, if I didn't start recording, this would have ended up completely different. That's because it would have been his word versus my word. A 22-year-old kid who's trying to make it, or a 73-year-old man who's retired and has plenty of money to blow. And that's exactly why I think he was able to get off with just a disorderly conduct charge, is based off of what he was telling the officer. I feel like if I didn't have the video, the cop could have totally arrested me, and he could have like gotten away with nothing, no charge, nothing. And so I don't know. I'm grateful for the video, and I'm very curious to see the body cam footage. That is all my thoughts and feelings at the moment.
Gary also apparently paid his fine instantly, so his case was closed as soon as possible, so Pierce couldn't press further charges against him, apparently. I didn't know things work like that, so that's interesting. You live and learn. So there's a takeaway. Record if you feel like you're being wronged, and hopefully you don't end up in a situation to where you end up on my channel. Pierce did mention that he was looking into a civil lawsuit against Gary, which could be very interesting. So if a lot of stuff happens there, we will be covering. But at least he isn't facing life in prison like this Kickstreamer is for this incredibly stupid challenge. You can check out that video here, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Also, subscribe, or you might not see me again if you're new here. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.